WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. That's the sound of shaking in the Kamchatka Peninsula of Russia as the strongest earthquake since 1952 hit there. We have more now from correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
Severe shaking is what the U.S. Geological Survey says was caused by the 8.8 magnitude quake that struck off Russia's east coast. Russia's TASS news agency reports that in the biggest city near the epicenter, damage was reported on the Kamchatka Peninsula, where many people ran out into the streets without shoes or jackets as cars swayed in the street and balconies shook noticeably.
The Russian earthquake has generated a tsunami wave expected to come ashore very soon at the Hawaiian island of Oahu. Tsunami warning sirens blared in Honolulu as people began moving toward higher ground. Governor Josh Green says, do not go toward the ocean.
Please just stay home. You know, let the waves ride out, let the energy dissipate, and then we'll be able to give people a full accounting of when the time is to stand down.
The west coast of the U.S. and Alaska are also on alert for a potential tsunami wave, along with Mexico, Peru, and parts of China. Those warnings extend toward New Zealand. Investigators are learning about the potential motive of the man who shot and killed four people and himself in a Manhattan office building. We have more from CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Images obtained by CBS News of the suicide note found in the gunman's wallet. He wrote, CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That is a brain disease linked to repetitive head injuries suffered in sports. The note also said, football gave me CTE, and referenced the NFL saying, the league knowingly concealed the dangers. The gunman had driven 3 days from his home in Las Vegas.
A CBS News analysis of surveillance video of late convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's jail area is revealing contradictions between official descriptions of the video and the video itself. CBS News Justice Department correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Our CBS News investigation finds that there are some issues with whatever that video was that was released by the U.S. Department of Justice. Was it an original or was it a copy? Forensic reviews of the video indicate it was a copy of a video, not the raw original thing. That's a pressing issue because the deputy FBI director said they were going to release the raw video. There's metadata and indications of edits.
The Federal Reserve will conclude its two-day policy meeting Wednesday with interest rates on the table. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell has emphasized that the central bank can afford to wait and see because so far the economy has been able to create jobs and the inflation rate has remained fairly stable.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight as the crew hosts the Cubs in Game 2 of their series. Milwaukee with a win last night, 8-4. But a rough start for Jacob Mizorowski. The Miz giving up 3 runs and throwing 40 pitches in the top of the first. Was it as rough as it looked?
I mean, yeah. It's a long inning, so everything, you know, sucks. Really start feeling a little loose, you know, and every pitch keeps in the way just so that little bit. Definitely the settling down and getting the 10 outs. Thought I did my job in getting us in a position that we can succeed.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First inning, we're down 3-0. He feels horrible. His adrenaline. I learned a lot about him, and it just goes to show you the kid can pitch, not just throw.
NFL Packers training camp continues with practice and pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd injured in the first set of downs after being clobbered by former Raiders defensive back Nate Hobbs. Lloyd ended up sitting out the rest of practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly cloudy sky developing in the overnight. Some areas of smoke will move in as well. Light northeast winds, lows in the mid-60s. On Wednesday, we'll see clouds around, a couple of showers perhaps in the morning. Otherwise, highs in the upper 70s. Currently 71 degrees.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Madison Mustard Museum curator Barry Levinson. Then Appleton's Kim Mothy joins to talk Mile of Music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. We are on location here at Six Springs Farm in southwest Wisconsin, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, back at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison above State Street, and our on-site producer, Mr. Chris Giese, who we appreciate all of his help in coordinating this and making me at least look better, which is a tough task in and of itself. So we appreciate all of Chris's help as well. Zommers, it's warm out here in the field. Where we're looking at the Wagyu beef cattle behind us, but it's pleasant where things like down in Madison.
Also fairly warm, you know, not nearly as bad as the last few days have been, though.
Very good. Zommers is very heat sensitive.
Yes, I'm not a fan of the heat.
Not a fan. In fact, you were supposed to go to the Brewers game last night. And you got like heat stroke or something, for God's sake.
Yeah, I kept feeling like I was going to pass out whenever I was standing up. Right. And I thought to myself, you know what? Sitting out in 100 degree heat is not going to help this.
Probably not. But the Brewers got a big win. They came from behind. The Miz was down 3-0. Brewers came back. Big win over the Cubs. The second game in the three-game series kicks off tonight with the pregame show over many of these stations across Wisconsin, the Civic Media Radio Network. Pregame show at 6:05, first pitch from AmFam Field. Milwaukee against Chicago tonight on the Brewers Radio Network around 6:35, 6:40. You can hear it on several stations across Civic Media, including WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WBZH up in beautiful Hayward, and also WRJN in Racine, Wisconsin. Always appreciate the fans of the Brewers. They're hot, guys. The Brewers are hot. The best record in baseball right now. Joe Thomas, Brady Ewing here at Six Springs Farm. Joe Thomas, the Hall of Famer, Brady Ewing, former three-time Big Ten champion with the Badgers and 3 years in the NFL. Joe, again, thanks. As we start hour two here, we're going to get more into beef. But again, thanks for being our host and letting us come out here today.
Yeah, it's so great to have you guys out here to show you a little slice of heaven down in southwest Wisconsin.
Speaking of southwest Wisconsin, off of the text line, guys, Sean, listening in WRCE in Richland Center, says, growing up in Montfort, never thought I'd see an NFL player living in southwest Wisconsin, let alone two. Very cool and awesome show.
I love it, man. There's all sorts of talent down here. Obviously, we got the work ethic here in the drift list, but I played with a couple kids, or a kid from Lancaster.
Really?
Zach Hampton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Luke Swan from Fenimore. So there's a lot of talent. Don't sleep on the drift list.
Right. No. Under-recruited.
Yeah, that's right. Under-recruited. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Also, Dave in New Berlin listening in saying there are 18 teams in the Big Ten. That crap keeps me up at night. Thoughts, Mr. Ewing?
Oh, man. It's tough competition. You know, you think about, we talked about it earlier, just all the different teams going from East Coast to West Coast, having to be able to throw in some of those challenges. You know, you live it in the NFL, but it's a little bit different in college. Usually you're bus driving or a quick flight and you're home. And yeah, they're not calling it the Big 18 yet.
I don't think we don't need that. Do we? Do we need the Big 18?
I don't think we got the Big 18 anytime soon. I think it's going to be the Big 10. But it is interesting how there's kind of just four conferences now.
Yeah.
And I think the good news with that is they'll at least be able to get together and make some of the changes that are necessary because there's fewer people that have a say in what's going on. And I think finding a way to get parity, kind of salary cap, make it a little bit more like the NFL. So you do have a little bit more parity in the talent acquisition standpoint, I think will be good for the long-term health of college football.
Joe, do you think that we're moving towards, say, something in the soccer world of different levels of professional leagues? Is there truly just going to be four, you know, major conferences in one league that's a feeder to the NFL?
I mean, I think that's kind of what we're getting right now, and it's tough to say where legislation is going to end up with paying the players and, you know, can it come from the school? Does it have to come from boosters? I think they're trying to figure out what makes the most sense and how they're able to preserve all the college sports, not just the revenue sports. So they've got a tough job. It's a tough time to be involved in college athletics right now because there's a lot of question marks and there's a lot of changes that need to happen,
yeah,
but the mechanisms of change aren't exactly super clear right now.
Before we move on into beef, one last football question for you. As one of my favorite announcers, Brent Musburger, was fond of saying when he worked with Kurt Herbstreit, my friends in the desert, the guys out in the desert say that the over-under for Wisconsin Badger football wins is 5.5. I ask you, Brady Ewing, over or under?
Taking the over.
Taking the over. Joe Thomas.
I got the over. I'm believing in them. I think it's going to be a good turnaround year. The Badger teams have always done the best when nobody gets give them a chance, when everybody's sleeping on them, and it seems like we've always struggled when we go into the season with high expectations and all these guys that are going to play in the NFL. So I think we're in a good spot. I'm not sure we're ready to win the Big Ten championship just yet, but I think we're definitely going to surprise people this year.
Two professional football players have taken the over. The goofy announcer guy who never played football says, I bought the hype, not buying it. I'm taking the under.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a tough year to be a fan. Less than 5 wins.
And I hope I'm wrong.
I know. I get it. Honest.
We'll see. Yeah, absolutely. All right. It is coming up on now 12 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for an on-location edition of What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved. It is your chance to have your voice heard on all 11 Civic Media Radio Network stations across the state of Wisconsin. No better place to advertise than right here at Civic Media. We would love to have you as a sponsor, a partner. Check us out at civicmedia.us. All right, Joe, Brady knows the drill here. We do a little goofiness in hour two. We ask people to either text in. You can text on the Civic Media app, download it for free on your Apple or Android device. I simply go to the search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, media. It'll pop up. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what CBS's Gayle King calls a deal. You ever meet Gayle King?
I haven't. Maybe I should. She sounds like a real thrill.
I watch her every morning. Yeah. I won't ask you the worst. Who's the coolest person in broadcasting that you ever met?
Oh, geez. There's a lot. I mean, there really is a lot of really awesome people in broadcasting. And working for NFL Network, I've got to work with a lot of them.
Yeah.
Chris Rose, he's my partner doing pregame, preseason for the Cleveland Browns. He's awesome because he's just such a humble guy. He's had an unbelievable, amazing career in baseball and football, working all across the media platforms. And he's just such a nice, humble, fun person to work with. So I'd say he's definitely up there. And then Dan Patrick's another guy that always comes to mind because when I was first starting out, we had mutual friends and they connected us. And this is like one of the all-time greats, right, in football media. And he took the time to just spent an hour on the phone with me, just talking and helping me through like the interview process, what to think about, how to follow up on questions and how to tell interesting stories. I mean, he just spent time. And I think that's the ultimate gift when you're a busy person, when you're somebody that's of that status, to give somebody the gift of time is the ultimate show of respect and care and servitude for somebody else.
That's great. I'm a big Dan Patrick fan, so that's really cool to hear. All right, here's our goofiness. Text in, call in. The number is 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Category today, on location, what's worse, chicken or pork? Chicken or pork? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, chicken or pork. Zomers, I don't know who came off the graphics today, but neither neither one looks particularly appealing on the graphic right now.
If I had to describe them both, I would just say black.
Right.
It's as simple as it is. They're black and charred.
Yeah, a Cajun chicken and a pork. What's worse, chicken or pork? Because, guys, we all know what's best, which is Wagyu beef.
Obviously, we know what's the best, so that wasn't even a question out there. But, I mean, I thought we were looking at charcoal. I thought somebody hadn't yet lit their charcoal grill because those things
not
been in the fire a while.
No, not good at all. Let's get into, while we're waiting for people to call or text in on what's worse, chicken or pork, let's take a look at the Facebook. Patty, watching us on Facebook, says, wondering if any of those Wagyu cattle behind you are from DZ Wagyu in Bloomer. Thanks for purchasing 15 steers from us, Joe.
We've got a few. They're not behind us. These are the mama cows. But as we've been building up our Wagyu herd, we've been buying from some local producers that are all buying genetics from Vermont Wagyu, which is kind of a longer story that we'll tell about how cool it was that as we got into the Wagyu game, one of the top producers in the country for the last 20 years, winning Best Steak in America award a few times, is Vermont Wagyu. And they've been in the business a long time. They're looking to get out of the cattle, the genetic side. And they found us. They heard about our story, decided, hey, we want this herd that we've spent two decades putting together to create the best beef, the best steaks on planet Earth. We want Six Springs Farms to be the steward of our herd, to kind of be able to move forward and take our genetics and what we're doing in Wagyu to that next step, and hopefully continue to promote Wagyu beef as a beef business that can help family farmers and kind of be our secret weapon over some of the bigger commercial corporate farmers. And when we've been kind of adding those animals, we've been finding some of the other producers that have been buying genetics and using the same bloodlines that came over from Japan. And DZ Wagyu up in Bloomer near where my in-laws are, one of the folks that we've bought some steers from in the last year. And so we're really excited to be able to kind of promote the greatness that is the producers, the farmers, the small family farms throughout the Driftless, and the awesome product that Wagyu beef provides.
Also, I can tell you that Patty is the great decorator. She and my sister are friends. Oh. She helped decorate for my niece's graduation.
So that was an inside job.
When she heard you were going to be on, they were very, very excited.
I love it.
So, yeah, that was great. While we're waiting for some of our more goofy Zomers, we can take the graphic off there because people really want to see Joe Thomas. And But what's worse, chicken or pork? You got to give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. I guess Whistler up in Richland Center listening on WRCE. Whistler, thanks for calling in and watching. Chicken or pork, Whistler? What's worse?
I'd have to say chicken, because pork, you know, that's the other white meat, and I really like it. You know, and especially when it's done
yeah, amen. Yeah, I love it. I can't argue that.
Preach.
A couple of my young nephews' kids, I think Joe at one point worked for you. Brady Roan?
Oh, yeah.
When you first got your farm? Brady and Braden Roan?
Yep.
They worked your farm for a little bit.
They did, yeah. I wish they were still working out here. Those guys were hard workers, a couple wrestlers. We were just talking about the great tradition that this part of the state has with wrestling. I don't know if Jared won a state title, but I know Braden did. And now I think Braden's working in Blue River Fire Department, and great kids.
Yeah,
and
yeah, they both are. Man. My grandson now is a wrestler, and he's getting involved in, like, sand wrestling and going to tournaments and stuff. Right now, they had a big thing in Mineral Point last weekend, and he won first place in his division.
Hey,
all right. There you go. We love it.
Thanks, Whistler. Nice. Appreciate you calling in. Thanks for a listen up there on WRCE, the old. I like to call it the home. That's where I got my start in radio back when, and
nice.
Just up the road. And just another great part about Southwest Wisconsin. Minute left. I'm not giving enough time, Joe, to really get into it. But when we come back, I want to hear what drew a guy, grew up in Brookfield, spent a Hall of Fame career in the NFL. What really made you want, I guess we got a minute here going to the break, but what really made you want to do this?
Well, I was always a country boy at heart, but the reason I got into beef was because my kids wanted some pet cows. And I was like, well, I can't do dairy. Can't
simple?
Be there every day. And hey, I love beef. I love that. They're very delicious. And, you know, you're not supposed to eat the rest of your pets. So I figured, like, pet cows, if I got to get a pet animal, like, at least when it's all said and done, I'm going to enjoy a nice steak.
That's right. Hall of Famer Joe Thomas got into beef because his kids wanted some pets. The stories you didn't know. Now, as Paul Harvey said, now you know the rest of the story. Back after this from Six Springs Farm, it's the All Ball Show on location across to Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2-4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way. Sexy.
Welcome back to Six Springs Farm. We are on location here in southwest Wisconsin for the All Ball Show. Going to get a farmer's tan today. If you're out here in southwest Wisconsin, sun is out, guns are out. Not mine, but Joe Thomas is a Brady Ewing. So there are two guys that got a couple of guns here. We are here on location at Joe Thomas's farm, Six Springs Farm. Joe Thomas, NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Brady Ewing, 3-time Big Ten champion, and 3 years in the NFL. Sommers, you may have to host the rest of the show because Joe just brought out some samples of Wagyu beef and snack sticks. Holy smokes, Joe.
I'm in the Wagyu business, right? We also raise certified Angus, so I don't discriminate. You know, sometimes right. You just want a little bit more that traditional American beefiness, but for the most part, all I'm trying to do to promote people to buy the Wagyu and then promote other producers to try to get into producing and raising Wagyu is like, okay, we all love beef. We love eating steaks and hamburgers and all the things. Try that. And I dare you to tell me that's not the best steak you've ever had in your entire life by a million miles.
It's incredible.
And this was cooked by an offensive lineman. Imagine if somebody knows what they're doing and they were cooking that. It'd blow your mind.
We're putting a couple of photos up right now for those watching the stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And, I mean, that's just the marbling in there, first of all, yeah. Joe, and then that kind of medium rare. I mean, holy cow. That's not done by synthetics or, I mean, it's natural genetics right there. Tom, I mean, I know, okay, so part of it before the break, you said your kids wanted pets, and you said, fine, I'll get some cattle. Yeah. But there is a little bit more serious side to this because you talked very openly later in your NFL career about having some memory issues and that sort of thing in your health. And this wasn't started by impetus of just saying, hey, I got to take better care of myself, and I want to pass this on to other people.
So I retired in 2017. Everyone's like, oh, you're so young. You're still playing great. Why would you walk away from the game? I'm like, well, if I could still play, I would. Like, this was not voluntary. My knee, my joints, they were really in bad shape. I mean, I just had my hip replaced 3 months ago, doing well now. But, like, the game of football just – it takes a toll on your body, especially for me playing 10.5 years, never missed a play. And in college, I think I missed a couple plays once in a bowl game when I tore my ACL in the second half. But other than that, like, I was always available. Yeah. And so it beats you up. And when I retired, my doctor for the Browns said, like, hey, your knee, it's not going to get any better because the only thing we can do is give you a knee replacement or you can lose weight. And it's going to make a huge difference because 1 pound on your body puts 3 pounds of force through your joints. And so I was like, enough said. I'm tired of sliding down the stairs on my butt and getting my knee drained and injected every single week. I want to do whatever it takes to get myself feeling better. Because if I don't feel well, I'm just going to be grumpy and I'm going to be a terrible dad. I'm going to be a terrible servant to my wife and my communities. And I wanted to make a change. And so I really dove into the wellness and did as much research and studies about, okay, how do I reduce inflammation in my body? How do I eat things that are going to be medicine for my body and make me feel better and not make me feel worse? When I was playing in the NFL, I had to eat a lot to be able to keep 310 pounds because I'm not naturally a huge guy. So, I mean, 10,000 calories, and they weren't good calories. They were ice cream and cookies and pastas and pizza.
You almost have to get the amount of calories you need to maintain that.
Yeah, if you're eating Brussels sprouts and asparagus, you could spend the entire day eating like a cow, and you would not get enough calories to maintain 310 pounds. Mm-hmm. But obviously, things are different when you retire, and so I found low-carb, keto diet, basically, like just cutting out carbs, focusing on really high-quality proteins that are raised the right way, and then really high-quality vegetables. We've had a garden for 20 years since I was a rookie in the NFL, and so raising my own food as much as I could to know what was in that food and so that I knew it was going to be good medicine for my body, because it's a lot cheaper to eat well and treat yourself well than it is to, down the line, pay for the medical bills that come when you're not doing things the right way. And so as I started researching how I could get some pets that I could eat for my children, which turns out to be cows, I realized, like, wow, this is going to be a big difference maker, because the commercial box beef that you're getting at the grocery store or a lot of butcher shops, we don't know how they were raised. And now that I looked into it, now I'm in the beef business, now I know how they were raised, and I'm definitely not buying that stuff anymore, because there's such a difference in the quality when you're buying from a small family farm, when you know what's being fed to that animal, how they're being cared for, the animal husbandry, the fact that if you're raising beef on a family farm in the Driftless, like, they know where that animal's been its whole life. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's coming from Mexico, getting shipped up to a feedlot here, getting backgrounded somewhere else. Like, you know exactly what you're getting. And that was really important for me with my own health journey, losing 50 pounds, feeling better, feeling more energized in a much clearer headspace. And I've got 4 kids, and I want to make sure that I'm feeding them and teaching them the right way of what to eat, how to eat, and then letting them experience how it makes you feel. And so that's really one of the big things that led me into being excited about raising my own beef. And then it led me to Wagyu, which is much higher in oleic acid, which is olive oil, basically. That's why the Mediterranean diet, they always say, is the best, most healthy diet ever, because it's high in that oleic acid, which is good for inflammation. It reduces it. It's good for your heart health. It reduces your bad cholesterol, your LDLs. And it makes you feel a lot better. And that's actually also why when you eat that Wagyu, it's got that amazing butteriness, that tenderness that people are all looking for when they're experiencing steak. And so it was really the best of both worlds. It was pretty much a no-brainer for me to raise my own Wagyu.
Brady, a minute left here, but we talked about, you're on the dairy side of agriculture, and, you know, I changed over to Organic Valley Milk back in 2007 when I was living in Florida for a few months. Mm-hmm. It completely changed my digestive system. You see this on dairy, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, where things are sourced, the diet they're fed, just like human beings, and trying to optimize your health by what you put into your body. That's some of the greatest medicine that we have. As I'm sitting over here choking over my first bite of Wagyu. Amazing.
Converted.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We're going to talk more specifically about Wagyu beef and what's important, Hall of Fame beef, how you can get it, and our friends up the road, Prem Meats and Spring Green. That's how you can get Hall of Fame beef. Joe Thomas is the owner. We are here at Six Springs Farm along with Brady Ewing. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back after a farm update after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. The sound of a structure shaking in Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula during a powerful earthquake. It generated a tsunami wave heading across the Pacific and toward the Hawaiian island of Oahu, where warning sirens blared. Governor Josh Green, as some residents sought higher ground.
30 centimeters, I believe, was the peak to trough of initial. Now we had a 6 foot. We continue to get data. It can come in like several kind of waves of water. It usually goes in cycles of about 20 minutes.
The investigation into the gunman who killed four people and himself in a Manhattan office tower is focusing on the Las Vegas area, as correspondent Lilia Luciano reports.
In terms of the NYPD, they're expanding their investigation, sending detectives to Nevada with a search warrant for the gunman's home and questions for those who knew him and had any information about what he might have been planning and his weapons.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight as the crew hosts the Cubs in Game 2 of their series. Milwaukee with a win last night, 8-4. But a rough start for Jacob Mizorowski. The Miz giving up 3 runs and throwing 40 pitches in the top of the first. Was it as rough as it looked?
I mean, yeah. It's a long inning, so everything, you know, sucks. Really start feeling a little loose, you know, and every pitch keeps in the way just that little bit. Definitely the settling down and getting the 10 outs. Thought I did my job in getting us in a position that we can succeed.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First inning, we're down 3-0. He feels horrible. His adrenaline. I learned a lot about him, and it just goes to show you the kid can pitch, not just throw.
NFL. Packers training camp continues with practice and pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd injured in the first set of downs after being clobbered by former Raiders defensive back Nate Hobbs. Lloyd ended up sitting out the rest of practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Three Body Problem is moving forward with a 2-season cast. The show about a Chinese scientist who inadvertently signals aliens, then discovers they are headed towards Earth and will arrive in a couple decades, was a critic's darling after season one. The scientists band together with a detective to help stave off an existential planetary threat. Claudia Dumit and Ellie DeLange join the cast. Season two of Three Body Problem drops in 2026 on Netflix. Here's a Pete pick. It's an oldie, but a goodie. For whatever reason, I never got around to watching the show Dexter until this past weekend. The Showtime drama thriller about a forensic scientist who is a serial killer, but only kills those he deems deserving, is at times suspenseful, thoughtful, and complex. The show dropped in 2006 and ran for 8 seasons. If you're looking for mystery accompanied by some dismemberment, you have several seasons to binge, and all of them can be streamed at Paramount+. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly cloudy sky developing in the overnight. Some areas of smoke will move in as well. Light northeast winds, lows in the mid-60s. On Wednesday, we'll see clouds around, a couple of showers perhaps in the morning. Otherwise, highs in the upper 70s. Currently 71 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking about the gubernatorial race along with Trigvi Olsen, the Lincoln Project, and Pat Kreitlow. A morning to Pat Kreitlow. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again.
Another welcome back to Six Springs Farm. We are on location with the All Ball Show across the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 35 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock on a beautiful, gorgeous, picture-perfect afternoon in southwest Wisconsin. Glad you're here. We are here at Six Springs Farm. Joe Thomas, a college football and NFL Hall of Famer, is not only our host here at Six Springs, but also our guest for the entire show, along with Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion and 3 years in the NFL. Always appreciate Brady taking time out to be a co-host and be here on the show. Guys, check out the text line here. Jim from Brookfield, Joe's hometown, says, hi, Joe, an old Brookfield Central alum who played Lancer football back in the late 70s. Thank you for giving us an alum something to mention and be proud of when talking about BC Lancer football programs, even though your era pushed out all the memorabilia to the back of the trophy area, Joe.
Sorry about that. That's
Jim,
something I can't
Jim
control.
Jim Brookfield.
They're always looking for more donations for a bigger trophy case. Jim, don't be afraid to open up that wallet. There you go.
Let's see here. Oh, we were doing before the break there. What's worse, chicken or pork? Tyler, you know, listening on WFHR up in Wisconsin Rapids, says if a chicken and a pork were given an intelligence test, I think the chicken would cross the road to get out of it. Oh, nicely done. Very good.
Yeah, jokes are the best.
Megan in Sun Prairie, listening on WMDX in Madison, says chicken is worse. It's not as flavorful as itself as pork is. I guess I did ask you guys, chicken or pork, what's worse, Joe?
I mean, I love both of them, so I really, it's hard to pick what's worse, but based on those photos, I think that chicken's going to be a little less appetizing because that thing looks like a meteorite, and not in a good way. Like, you pull a brisket off the smoker, right, and it looks like a meteorite, like, it's probably going right to be the perfect chicken like that, not, so much.
Not so much. Brady, what's worse?
No, I'm going pork's worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I like a good pork butter, pork shoulder smoked, but chicken, especially when you're looking to get the kids to eat some protein. If you're not eating Wagyu beef or beef, that's a good option. You know, some good homegrown chicken tenders.
I'm going chicken is worse because from pork you get bacon. And after Wagyu beef, what's better than bacon?
Yeah, so pretty awesome. That's also undefeated.
Yeah, exactly, right? All right, thanks, everybody who played What's Worse. I'll have another edition for you tomorrow. Joe, you've been so kind here. Over the break, you brought out some of these great snack sticks. This
one is
apple cheddar snack sticks. People who watch this show will know that I don't say things that I really don't mean. Folks, I'm telling you, and I'm going to eat another one of these on the air, this is the
amazing
best snack stick I ever had. And someone who's much more successful than me in the broadcasting world, Dan Patrick, has tried these, right, Joe?
Dan loved them. I brought him up to Green Bay when I was on his show during the draft and didn't tell him I was going to ambush him with some Hall of Fame beef sticks. And on the air, I was like, hey, you want to try one? And he's a gracious host. He's very polite. So, of course, I knew he was going to say yes and maybe take a no thank you bite. But he took a little bite, and then all of a sudden he goes, oh, there was like an audible gasp because he was so surprised with how amazing it was. Because I think most people are used to having beef sticks that are a little dry, maybe a little bit tough. These are not. Let me tell you, spoiler alert, they're buttery, they're soft, they're very tender. They got an amazing flavor. And it's the cheat code for my wife to get my kids to eat protein as a snack instead of reaching for chips or whatever when they get home from school or before sporting events. And it's been awesome because the Prem
brothers at Prem Meats do an amazing job. I was taking my venison there for them to process, and that's really how the connection was formed. They're right down the road. They've got their natural harvest, on-site harvesting facility that we use for our slaughter, and they make amazing, amazing recipes with their smoked products, with their sticks, with their summer sausage, with their jerky, and as you can see, that thing is a winner right there.
Prem Meats, down the road here in Spring Green, one of our great sponsors at Civic Media for WRCO and Richland Center. So we appreciate Prem Meats' sponsorship. And they just put out a great product and great folks as well, Joe.
Yeah, they're great people. I mean, they just really, to me, typify what it is to be a great human being in the Driftless area, right? Giving back to the community, doing great things, employing people in the area, using local products to promote this great area and all the amazing people that work in agriculture, and create some cutting edge, amazing, next level egg products. Like you mentioned, Organic Valley, like people all over the world, they know that brand and they know the people and the places in the Driftless. And that's one of the things I'm passionate about, is promoting this amazing part of the country that's very unique, that creates amazing, healthy agriculture products.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. As a guy who grew up here, still gets back here a lot. Brady grew up here and came back. I mean, we're naturally in love with this Brady, but to have a guy like Joe that grew up in Brookfield discover that and be so bring the same passion he brought on the field every week to this industry, I think it's just amazing for tourism and telling the story of Southwest Wisconsin.
It is great, and I think, you know, when you live here, I grew up in Richland Center, and you leave, you go to, we went to Atlanta, to Jacksonville, and you get the chance to come back to the area. It gives you a different appreciation, and we just lived it again here this past week. We went on a family trip to South Dakota, did the Badlands and the Black Hills and that whole trip, and to be able to come back to the Driftless area, as amazing as that country was and how fun it was so good to be back, see the trout streams rolling, see the rolling hills, see the herds of cattle that are mixing and mingling, the corn continuing to grow. So just feel tremendously blessed to live here and lay our roots here in the family and continue to grow that.
That's Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badgers, spent 3 years in the NFL, along with Joe Thomas, the Hall of Famer of the NFL, and also in college football as well. We're here live at Six Springs Farm on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Joe, one of the cool things about Wagyu beef, explain to us, as people are watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can see the cattle back there behind us. They're chilling out. If this were a human place, this would be like the spa. I mean, this is like a cattle spa, low stress, natural grass, all that ties in to make a great product.
Yeah, it's my passion project right now to try to create the best beef on planet Earth. And I knew if I was going to do that, I was going to have to get the best genetics that's possible, from marbling, tenderness, all those different stats that you look at that you put it in your mouth, you're like, that's an amazing steak. That's a bite that I'm going to never forget. But also, as I'm learning, like we talked about earlier, I didn't grow up on a farm. I didn't really know anything about beef until quite recently, you know, 2018, we got our first animals. As I've learned and talked to people that are much smarter and much more experienced in this world than me, learning that how the animals are raised, the animal husbandry, the food, the low pressure and stress that you put on the animals, giving them a place in the summer like we have behind us where they can get out of the sun and get out of that heat, jump in the river and cool off a little bit if it's a hot day, have this amazing pasture that we have here throughout the Driftless with this thousands and thousands of years of deep soils that are rich and fertile, and they produce the nutrients that your beef needs to raise a healthy calf, to have a mother that's got amazing milk, to raise steers that now have great marbling and great tenderness, and keeping that pressure and that stress on them just super low so that they can just enjoy the spa all day long until it's all said and done and they get to turn into amazing steaks.
Right, exactly. The other cool thing I love about this is, for economic reasons, Brady and I grew up here, this part of the state, Richland County, south of us, Lafayette County. They've gone through some hard economic times, Joe, and I think that agriculture for Brady and dairy and you in the beef industry is changing. That's just the fact of it. But Wagyu beef is an opportunity for people in all over Wisconsin to have a fighting chance. Explain that.
Yeah, do I want people to buy Hall of Fame beef? Of course. But if you're not going to buy it, that's okay. What I'd like you to do is just find somebody that produces local Wagyu, because I think you'll appreciate the difference that it is as far as how you eat it and the taste and the experience of eating this type of beef. But I think you also feel better when you're doing it. And I think as you start to enjoy it and search it out a little bit more and start finding those small family farmers, I think it hopefully will create a little bit of a movement and even more demand than there already is. Because as I'm learning, I think Wagyu beef really could be the secret sauce and secret recipe for small family farms to be able to keep them in the family, to be able to keep them and pass them down from generation to generation. Because right now, if you're a small family farmer, you're trying to compete with somebody who's a big corporate farm, and they're able to produce on a much greater scale than you are. And so they're therefore going to be able to sell their products way cheaper. Yeah. So what's the differentiator? And I think the great thing about Wagyu is it takes almost twice as long to finish than an Angus.
Wow.
So a big producer, big feedlot, they don't want to spend the time on it. It takes a lot more care. You have to be much more delicate and gentle with their feed ration, with how you handle them. And it sets up perfectly because of the higher margins that you get raising Wagyu to be the differentiator, the difference maker for a small family farm, because they're already using all these practices yeah. on their animals. And if they just put Wagyu into their herd and they spent the same amount of energy and effort raising Wagyu instead of Angus, they're going to get paid more. And now all of a sudden they're going to be able to make enough money to keep the family farm together, to be able to pass it on to the next generation. And I fear that because of the economics of farming and because of the huge scale that a lot of these people have, because of the way that now we have embryo transfer and artificial insemination that's much cheaper, that now the big guys are able to have that huge advantage in genetics, like you're never going to be able to beat those guys on cost because it's just too economical. Their economies of scale are too great. Mm. And so you're going to be just fighting to the bottom, trying to eke out a profit doing the same thing that they're doing. Whereas they don't have the ability to raise Wagyu because it takes so much longer, so much more care, more patience, more customized attention with each animal, that it's a way to keep those guys out and to be able to focus on the family farm and produce something that people are going to be able and willing to pay more for because it is so special, not only with how it tastes, but how it makes your body feel.
We're talking with Joe Thomas, Hall of Famer in the NFL and college football, along with Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion, and spent 3 years in the NFL. If you have a question, Joe and Brady have been gracious enough to say, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, to call in or text us on the Civic Media app. Brady, we've talked about it in dairy, but what a conversation between the two of you. Comes down to choices, right? Like, I buy organic value milk, and people, oh my God, you pay $5 for a half gallon of milk? Well, yeah, I do. I used to be in the coffee business. We bought our coffee directly from farmers in Central America. We paid above fair trade value, and we charged $4 and something for a cup of black pour over coffee. They're like, that's ridiculous. But people will go to a restaurant and pay $15 for a glass of Cabernet.
Yeah.
And so we're all making choices, right? And I think that in dairy, again, organic value or other organic place like that, you're making decisions about your body. If you got kids, what you're going to give your kids, same thing for beef.
Yeah, I think that's our opportunity as a consumer to put out a little bit of a vote too. You know, when we support organic value or other producers, supporting those local farms, you know, we're supporting them to help do what they do, what they love to do. And I think that's what's really cool about what Joe's doing is, yes, he wants Hall of Fame beef to be successful, but it seems like he wants the greater industry to be successful and that local family farm too, which is really neat.
It's about supporting the family farms, but also your own family.
Absolutely. I mean, when you're on the consumer end of it, you care about the food that your kids are eating. You care about their health and their wellness probably more than your own. Mm. And when you understand the difference of how something is raised, whether it be something from Organic Valley or other organic producers in the Driftless area or just other producers in the Driftless area, and you realize that, you know, my health and my kids' health and wellness is on the line every time I put something on the plate, and building those good habits and being willing to spend a couple extra dollars more makes sense, because in the end, if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not eating the right things that are raised in the right manner, it's going to cost you plenty financially, but also with how you feel. And I think as it's great, the values in Wisconsin, we're a little bit cheap sometimes, right? We're thrifty. We're not afraid of a good deal.
Yeah.
And so that's how we were raised, right? Like penny pinching and canning. You know, I grew up canning all summer. And you do all those things to save a few dollars, which is awesome and it's important. But at the same time, are you willing to spend a little bit more to eat really good, high-quality food and support your local farmers, and it's going to pay dividends down the line? Or are you going to pinch pennies there and then just have a $10,000 medical bill from your doctor down the line?
Joe Thomas, Brady, we will come back and wrap it up from Six Springs Farm after this. And a little surprise from football to basketball, we'll explain on the other side on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
We come from at least three of us on the set right now, beautiful Southwest Wisconsin. We are coming to you live from Six Springs Farm, the home of Joe Thomas's Six Springs Farm. Joe Thomas, NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, and also Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion on the football side, and spent 3 years in the NFL. And you never know who's going to stop by the farm here in Southwest Wisconsin. One of Mr. Basketball here in Wisconsin, from Southwest Wisconsin as well, played for Bo Ryan and the Wisconsin Badgers, Mike Wilkinson. Mike, how the heck are you?
Doing good.
It's great to have you here.
Good to be here.
So tell folks that might not know where you grew up and how long were you playing for Wisconsin?
Well, I grew up about half an hour west of Madison Arena, Blue Mountains area, and I played for Wisconsin, gosh, a long time ago now, right. 2000, 2005. Right. But I retired from basketball in 2015 and came back and started working on the farm again, and we've expanded from 240 acres to just about 600 since then. And we do some Highland beef, Scottish Highland beef. And Joe's been talking to me about some of the stuff he's been doing. And I wanted to come down and take a look. And
I can't thank you enough for stopping by, but also coming on the show, because just like Brady, growing up in this part of the state, coming back to the community, you've done the same thing. Joe, being a Brookfield guy, coming out here to Southwest Wisconsin. All three of you guys are examples of, I think, why people love the Wisconsin Badgers so much. And you're the ethos of what makes Wisconsin great. We say this all the time on the show. What makes Wisconsin great? The three of you are examples because you're giving back to your community and you're making life better, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the things that, you know, the teams that I've been on in Wisconsin were really close, especially the guys that are from the state, because there's a value system that we all share about giving back and being great servants, not only just with our communities and then with our teammates, but now with our families. You know, all of us have young kids and we're trying to show them the right way to do things, the right way to treat people. And I think those are the values that are really strong in this state that are reflected with our sports when we watch those teams, those great teams that we've all enjoyed cheering for through the years.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike, I was down at UW Platteville when Coach Ryan coached down there, had 3 years to follow the team there, but talk just a minute or so. We talked earlier what it was like playing for Barry Alvarez, for Coach Ryan at Wisconsin there. Again, somebody who demands the most of his players, but also teaches us something.
Oh, I mean, he demands a lot. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to get to play for him. And, I mean, he recruited me to Platteville in my early days in high school. And then he asked if I'd be interested in going to Milwaukee when he was at Milwaukee. And then when I signed with Wisconsin, I redshirted my first year, and lo and behold, my first year playing, he was the head coach at Wisconsin. So,
wow.
We actually have a pretty decent relationship, you know, all through basketball. And I mean, I rent land from his sister-in-law all by us.
Really?
Yep. So
it's world.
It's crazy. But, I mean, I haven't seen him a whole lot lately. We've been busy on the farm and everything like that. But, I mean, he always demanded the most, and he always knew which buttons to push to get the most out of his players.
I've said this program before, other than my own dad and granddad, one of the three men that had the most influence in my life was Coach Ryan. Just the way he did his business, the way he paid attention, he always told his players, but all those of us around him, it's the details, guys. It's the details. If you pay attention to the details, the rest of the stuff takes care of itself, and I think that's just a great attitude in life.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, the small things make a difference, but he brought the right people in that could fit together. And, you know, being from Wisconsin, if you have to have a work ethic to be able to play for him. And, you know, that kind of carried me through and made a big difference with a lot of people on our team.
Brady, you mean wrapping things up here? 1 minute, final thoughts here from Six Springs Farm.
Awesome. I mean, the Wagyu, first time ever having it, I totally taste the difference. The apple cheddar sticks are amazing. Love that there's right. Real cheddar cheese in there, not the, you know, more process-based stuff. So really cool to be able to catch up with you guys. See you, Mike. I've seen Leslie a little bit more here recently, playing some basketball with him. And, yeah, always good to be on the show, Todd. So
well, appreciate your time, Brady. I know you got a football camp. You got to get back to Richland Center. You're helping out youth. That's fantastic. And always appreciate you taking time for us. Joe Thomas, again, many, many thanks for not just for allowing us to help tell your story today and being here, but being an example of what it means to be a Badger and a Wisconsinite. I really appreciate that.
Thanks, Todd, for being out here today. It really means a lot for me and for the people of the Driftless area and from the producers that are trying to do great things and trying to give back. And it's humbling just to be part of something special and have a vision of, like, hey, let's do something for the small family farmer. Let's try to promote this amazing region of these people that are working hard and doing great things. And let's shine a spotlight on them. And so I think today we did a great job of that. So thank you so much for offering your time and coming out here.
Our honor and our pleasure. Before we get out of here, Joe, if folks want to purchase Hall of Fame beef, how can they do it?
Well, it's not available yet because we're all sold out.
He's so successful.
No, we are a small family farm, so we don't have a huge herd, but we're starting to harvest some more animals. Prems was out here a few weeks ago, and so we've got more animals that are ready. They're going to be available for sale mid-August on our website, or you can always come to Prem Meats in Spring Green, and it's a really
get
cool
a
spot.
Stick,
you can get some snack sticks, and it's just a cool spot. You know, like when I was a kid, we'd go to Cabela's because it was just fun seeing everything. Prems is like adult Cabela's. because they got an amazing, you know, food section, obviously, with all the beef and all their smoked products. And they've got incredible local other products with the bakery. And then they've got a wine and a liquor section. So it's everything you need if you're going to go grilling and going to have a big day with the family in the summer.
Yeah, Prem's is great. You can find a Hall of Fame beef as well on the socials. Six Springs Farm on the socials. Follow that. And follow Joe Thomas. I mean, you know, he's a big deal right here. So we appreciate that. Before we get out of here, guys, it takes a team, as you guys know. Many thanks to all the folks here at Six Springs Farm, including Brent, Hayden, Sawyer, Aiden, and Jack. Without you guys, we couldn't have done this. Of course, without Chris Giese, our on-site producer, for making all this happen. And Aaron Zummers, our producer and engineer back at the world headquarters in Madison. Thank you. And all of you for listening. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next across the Civic Media Radio Network. Brady Ewing, Mike Wilkinson, Joe Thomas, the Hall of Famer. Thanks, guys. We appreciate you. Eat well, ladies and gentlemen. And as we always say at the end of the show, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Honolulu.
We are all hands on deck, and this might be the one.
Mayor Kimo Alameda, as the Hawaiian island of Oahu braces itself under a tsunami warning that covers much of the Pacific region. Hawaii Governor Josh Green.
It is, again, not just a 3-foot wave. It is a forceful wall of water that will move across the shoreline and into the community if we ultimately get hit by this tsunami.
2 million people are under evacuation orders in Japan, with the American West Coast under an alert, but no warning as yet. The cause, a massive 8.8 earthquake in the eastern Russian peninsula of Kamchatka. Atmospheric scientist Matthew Capucci tells us.
The release of this slip between tectonic plates was equivalent to basically detonating 1 trillion kilograms of TNT.
The Federal Reserve wraps up its 2-day policy meeting.